This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
JV program. Aren't you happy you're here? You can catch the program and all of the nuance to it in our podcast that you can find at djvshow.com. In our latest podcast, you can hear a discussion of a new survey that says most Americans want privacy, but they still don't read privacy policies. More on Robert Kraft. Also, we talk about the bad retail news that happened, breakup of Gap and Old Navy, closing of a lot of Victoria's Secret stores, layoff of more employees from Tesla. Nick Miles from AutoExpert.com, insight into this guy's fabulous. He's become one of my favorites, right up there with Tom Kreitler and Warren Eckstein, as far as people who have expertise in a particular functional role in what we. Everybody drives a car, but he wants to know about cars. He's fabulous. So I'm happy to have him on the podcast. Check it all out. Listen to the podcast at djvshow.com or download, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. Just search for the DJV Show. Any and all pieces are there for you to enjoy. Speaking of enjoyment, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the DJV Show. Let's go, Jen. What do we have?
Well, we could talk about new presidential candidates. We could talk about ongoing investigations. We could talk about a whole lot of things. But why not talk about a story that's actually kind of a feel-good story to start the day? There was a story that started trending over the weekend. It's only picked up steam now today, where there's a Pennsylvania mom who is feeling very grateful after a cashier at a local supermarket went above and beyond, apparently empowering this mom's young daughter who has special needs. And this grocery store worker allowed the daughter to help with bagging groceries, which is a dream of hers. Now, I can relate to this because as a kid, my career ambition was to be a checker at Kmart. That was like what I wanted to do.
You're on board.
So apparently it all starts with Lisa Teach of Harrisburg, who shared a video to Facebook of her 9-year-old daughter Lily helping Giant food store employee Isaac Witte check out the family's purchases. This thing has gone absolutely bananas. It's been shared a lot. It's got 60,000 views at last count, and it is it's an incredibly sweet scene that I think is one of the reasons social media is actually still a good thing. We give social media a bad name, but it can really make you feel good. It's a 2-minute clip. Witte passes items to Lily, who expertly bags and balances them. She did a really good job. She said, I just love it, and I love you. You're the best. And they were going back and forth working with each other to complete the process of bagging all those groceries. After they're done, they share a high five when the mission is accomplished. It may seem kind of like a small thing, according to the mom, but she said, quote, my daughter Lily loves to watch the bagging process at the grocery store. She likes watching how everything fits into the grocery bags, kind of like a game of Tetris. She went on to say, I believe it's sort of therapeutic for her in a way. She has many dreams. One of them is to work at a grocery store and bag people's groceries. She also wants to be a doctor and a teacher, so good for Lily. They had never met this guy before, but apparently he took an interest in her, and in a moment, the mom says she'll never forget. He asked Lily if she would like to help him bag the groceries. So kind That's of a sweet. Cool story that has gotten a lot of attention out of Harrisburg.
All right.
Aw, very nice. So,
well, can you think of anybody that you've known or you've seen in your life, young girls especially, who have, for whatever the reason, had a tough childhood and they have managed to overcome? I was thinking of some of the people that are on these mini shows, the dancing shows, the singing shows, some of the stories that I remember. I'm not a big fan of any of those shows, but I do remember hearing on several occasions stories about children who come along who they've, for whatever the reason, been given a guitar or some musical instrument to play, and they've come from a family that didn't have a whole lot, and they've really made something of themselves. And I'm just trying to think of more specifics other than just the general reference to people who come from nothing and they make something of themselves. Because I think that's more often than not. People talk about children of privilege. You see, still in America, this may sound very willowy, but it's meant to sound, this is something that I feel very strongly about. Even though I don't like the government, I don't like big business, and I certainly don't like the way small businesses, especially agricultural farmers and stuff, are booted around by the government. But, you know, you can still start something. I guess Lyft is a pretty good example of it now, or, you know, look around at any number of opportunities that present themselves. There are people that got an idea, and they go and they make it work, and then something comes of it that's fabulous. Amazon's an example of it to a point. Lyft now going public. Somebody came up, one person looked at somebody else and said, how about we try this? And then it blossoms, it grows, and America is pretty much the only place in the world where you can really make that go, and it's not as easy as it used to be by any stretch of the imagination, because there's just too much government. But on the other side of the coin, you can find, and I wonder if it isn't more or easier these days for women than it is for men. What about it, ladies? Jennifer, you run your business with your dad in addition to doing all the radio on-air stuff that you do. I wonder about whether, Victoria, I could see you, actually, because of your definitiveness of running a business. It may not be what you want to do, but I think you'd be pretty good at it. Kara is very organized. Kara could be the two of you.
My first hire would be Kara.
Yeah, right. Well, but you see, is there the opportunity, and people say, well, there's so much sexism in this country, yada, yada. And there is, no question about it. You know, look any further than the Robert Kraft thing to see what that's all about, what's going on with him. But there's, even and all with that, we have made such strides in this country. Are there more to be made? Absolutely. But there are great stories of women, especially in business and starting businesses. I was watching last night a bit of Shark Tank. And as you know, I quite like that. I quite like that show because of the chemistry between the people who are on the panel. And who comes in, and more often than not, whether you have recognized it, but I did see something that they're in their 10th year, and they have had more successful women entrepreneurs come in, be excoriated by Mr. Wonderful, and the other stuff that goes on there, but they survive, come out of it on the other end, and do fabulously well. Every week they show an example or two of people who have been through the process and who have gone on to fame and fortune, or at least fortune. You know, you get a business going, you can become famous, I suppose, in your own circle. But more often than not, it's women who are doing that. And it's because women are, frankly, smarter than men. Women are better organized. When I was running a radio station in Boston back in the 80s, I tried to hire all women sales because they were salespeople. No, it's because they're good. I don't give a damn. I went after people. I would go look at people all across the board. That's a good question, Jennifer. And I found that women were better than men. Men are better than women at some things, and women are better than men at some things. But the point I hope that I'm making is that there's an equality that in some circumstances, I mean, I don't understand men who design bras, for example. Why are there men designing bras? What do men know about bras other than taking them off? Honestly.
They don't even know much about that.
Yeah, that's true. I was
going to
say.
You know,
hold the phone. That sounds like a little self-introspection there. Would you like to explain that further, Kara?
No, I think she said it best.
That's okay. I think
all women know that.
I mean. But, yep. You know, it's interesting because I was speaking to one of my friends yesterday, and she pulled out, not to get too personal, but she pulled out her pack of birth control, and she said, you know, this pack must have been designed by a man, because I don't know if you would know this, Doug, but there's a little sticker that comes with packs normally that says
the days
of the week that you can put on the top, so you know when to start it. And this one didn't come with that, and it just had days written on the back, and you couldn't change it. It just started with Sunday, regardless of if you started a pill pack on Sunday. And she was like, yeah, this is obviously designed by someone who has no idea how to use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that funny? That is funny.
Well, I think going back to Shark Tank for a second, though, I think one of the reasons why women have done so well coming off of that show is because they have an opportunity to have someone invest in them. And it's not something, you know, women have created some incredible products that usually are born out of necessity. They find something in their daily lives that's missing, and then they've invented a way, a solution for it. That's not that easy to just go into a bank and get the funding that you would need for, you know, on that level.
They still have,
I think that's why Shark Tank is so great.
I've seen women who were given mortgages for property that they owned on their own, and in some states it says on the mortgage, blank and blank, an unmarried woman. What the hell is that? Hey, you put on a mortgage? Are you giving a mortgage to an unmarried woman? Why is that any business? Why is that on a legal document?
Wow.
Give me a break. Anyway, this month is a very important month, Women's History Month. Women across the country being celebrated for their vital contribution to our history. Stacy's Pita Chips, which the company founded in 1997 by female entrepreneur Stacy Madison, is joining the effort to raise awareness for female empowerment and equality. So let's listen as Andy Solomon updates us on Women's History Month.
Women's History Month, Stacy's is announcing its commitment to support female entrepreneurs across the nation. Kira Dealey, Vice President of Marketing, Stacy Snacks.
Studies show that women only receive 2% of all venture funding, despite owning 38% of the businesses in the country. This year, Stacy's is determined to bridge that gap so that female entrepreneurs can get the support they need to achieve their dreams.
Stacy's is releasing its third collection of limited edition bags that feature original artwork designed by female artists. Fans can donate $10 to help match Stacy's commitment of $100,000 to help support United Way's effort to fund microgrants to help women succeed in business.
We've also launched the first ever Stacy's Rise program in partnership with Alice to help women grow their food businesses. 5 finalists will be awarded a $20,000 funding prize, entrepreneurial advice, and network building support. And one of these women will win the $100,000 grand prize.
For more information, visit stacysnacks.com.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. See associate for details.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is Gracious Great Balls of Fire. Jerry Lee Lewis, one of the pioneers of rock and roll, suffering a minor stroke over the weekend, 83 years old, known by those of us who are old enough to know better as The Killer. Expected to fully recover, spending time with his family in Memphis recording. Well, he's been recording. He's recording his stuff on his Facebook page. Quote, The Killer looks forward to getting back into the studio to record a gospel record. On the road performing live for his fans. Family requests privacy now. Well wishes and prayers greatly appreciated. Lewis not canceling any shows. He's scheduled to be in May at the Jazz and Heritage Festival in New Orleans. So he always attracts a crowd, man, wherever he goes. He's something else. Crank this up. All of this stuff sounds the same. It's all the same. But it's, we used to call it bebop.
Does he still sound good, though? Is that 83?
Well, I don't know, because I haven't heard him lately. He was a big smoker for much of his life. And I'm not surprised. He was most well known for marrying his 14-year-old cousin.
Right.
When he was 30 or something.
Nice.
He did.
Gross.
Is he still active? Because I feel like he's the guy who's just like jumping around going crazy at the piano, right?
Never sits at the piano. He jumps around. That's right. Pounds
away. I don't think he's jumping at 83.
Yeah.
No, probably not. Yeah. I don't think he's with his 14-year-old cousin anymore either. So. All right, next up is Focus on Aretha, Lady Soul. The tribute that I saw in January will be aired on CBS next Sunday. I think it's 8 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, 8 o'clock Eastern. I hope the show's better than what I saw in person. I'm sure they edited it up so that it probably is. But I've said it 100 times. It was a waste of time going there, other than to see clips of her actually performing. That was cool, and if they get a lot of that stuff into that show. But I can't imagine there haven't been other shows since she passed that did a lot of the clips. Am I right or not? Anybody see? Or is this the first time there's really been a show that depicted her life as a singing star? Has there been
since she's died, so...
Yeah, okay. Well,
I think
maybe these clips will be good reminders. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they'll get Jennifer Lopez to do a tribute to Aretha. She's been doing tributes to everybody lately, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Authorities in Detroit investigating whether somebody cheated Aretha by cashing a $178,000 check before she died last August. Franklin filed a complaint with the township he lived in, Bloomfield, police, about a missing check. And then she died a few weeks later from that pancreatic cancer that she'd had. She was 76. Police say Franklin's death has affected the investigation, saying it's been difficult to determine if she gave the check to somebody who actually had permission to cash it. Police have talked to the person who cashed the check but declined to make that person's name public. It probably makes good sense at this point.
But who writes a check for $178,000? That's such a weird amount.
But guess what would happen to it?
Bounce like a rubber ball?
Yeah. Right.
And Aretha was famous for not using banks. She had cash everywhere.
Cash.
I don't know. It kind of seems fraudulent to me.
Mm-hmm. I think you're on the right path there. The police say the check could become a separate issue for lawyers, family members, and creditors involved in her estate. So, Aretha. So, let's see. I intend to watch a little of this to see if they're going to do the right thing by Aretha for that show on CBS on Sunday. We'll kind of wait and see. I'm sure we'll talk about it through the week, 28 after the hour.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 23 people known dead from a pair of tornadoes that touched down in southeastern Alabama late yesterday, and that death toll is expected to rise. And Lee County, Alabama Sheriff Jay Jones says,
we also have had several individuals that have been transported that were injured, but again, at this point, our efforts are geared towards search and rescue.
Those 23 known dead from those two tornadoes in Alabama yesterday exceeds the number killed by tornadoes in the United States all of last year. U.S. House Judiciary Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler wants documents from 60 officials and organizations close to the White House. He says he's going to today make a request that will be part of his panel's investigation into obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power. And this is USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision, plus earn double points on this purchase during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The hour, the lights just went out here.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Weird. All right. Well, let's see. Well, I can give me some of my copy in Braille, and I'll be fine. Hoo-ha. So it's the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. All right. So, ladies, let's get back to business. Shall we? No more talking about dates, et cetera, et cetera. Let's get right to it, Jennifer. You can relax because it's Victoria's turn to take the helm.
All right. Well, scooters are in the news. And, of course, every major city has electric scooters that are that you can, you know, you can rent them by the day. The companies behind them are Bird and Bolt and Lime and Scoot and Skip and Spin. There are all these different companies that that have these electric scooters. Well, there are so many accidents now being reported and so many serious injuries, including a death, in the city of Austin, that now Austin, they're calling it the Austin Study. They're working with the CDC to look into all these injuries from scooter-related accidents. And the CDC has not been involved in the past, but now with this new study that actually launched in December, they spent 2 weeks reviewing all of these incidents and scooter-related injuries during a 60-day period from September to November, and it prompted 250 individuals were identified through EMS calls or visits to the emergency room with a scooter-related injury. That's a lot of injuries in a course of 60 days, and so now the CDC is stepping in, and they're launching an investigation as well to see if these scooters are something that maybe are not really safe enough to be on the road. Some of the incidents that have happened, there was one guy in Austin who was killed, and he was hit by a car, and he was a 21-year-old student and of the University of Texas. And then there are other older adults, a 41-year-old mother of four. I don't know why she was on a scooter, but she was, and she ended up with a concussion and a broken rib. And the list just goes on and on. The University of Texas star baseball shortstop David Hamilton, he hit a pothole while he was riding on one of these electric scooters, tore his Achilles tendon, and he needed surgery, and he's out for the whole season now. So it's getting more and more high profile as we see people crashing constantly.
Electric scooters is the allegation that they're more dangerous than regular scooters, because I spent a whole lot of time on a scooter, loved my scooter when I was a kid, and I didn't fall into any holes.
Well, these go faster because they're electric, so that's part of the problem. So this is not like a scooter that you're, you know, pushing yourself along. These are electric scooters, and they're very unstable. They're easy to topple over. I've seen so many people falling off these scooters, and regular scooters. A friend of mine is an ER doctor, and like, I don't know, 10 years ago, he said, he was like, oh my God, because he was in medical school, and he was like, this is crazy, we're doing our ER rounds, and it's just scooter injuries with little kids. Now it's adults on electric scooters that are clogging up all the ER. So I would not be surprised if we don't start seeing some legislation against them, because they're everywhere. They're all over L.A. They're all over, man, New York.
They just leave them.
Boston.
In L.A.
Yeah.
I don't know how they corral
them.
They're
supposed to do. I mean, not supposed to, but that's how the company works, is that you just drop them off.
But how do they find them and bring them back to some place? Is there, how do you
their
use
GPS,
them?
Their GPS, I think, right, on the app?
Yeah.
You can find out where
that's
they are.
That's how people can find them. They're, you just down, it's
and
like
they
an
use
Uber,
a credit
except
card
they're just on the street, right.
To use them? Is that what it is? It's a credit card.
Yeah, it's
card
all done
them.
On the app. So you don't have to, you're not swiping anything. It's just, you know, it's just like, like Jen said, it's just like Uber. You just pick it up and that's it.
Huh.
But the fact that they are electric and they go faster than, you know, a regular, they're more dangerous than a bicycle, and so they don't have any of this, the level of injuries, or the number of injuries reported from City Bike or any of the bike sharing things is nothing compared to these scooters. These scooters are really, really dangerous.
I think this is a segue serenade now. I was just reading something, I was thinking about Madam Secretary on Sunday nights on CBS, and how Madam Secretary took care of a problem with Afghanistan, much the same as the headlines. They take those shows and they take headlines and they make stories out of them. And I was thinking about what
are
your
scooters
pal
involved on it?
No scooters. Although they are, I believe, now that you mention it, I think that the original scooters, these electric ones, were developed in South Korea. Check me if I'm not correct on that. They're made, most of them are made in China now, but I believe that they were developed in South Korea. South Korea has actually quite a large industrial base. There are some good cars, major steel manufacturers there, that sort of thing. And they're fairly creative, coming up with basic ideas like this sort of thing and making them work. No, but I was just thinking, actually, Victoria, of John Bolton declaring last week's summit between Trump and Kim Jong Fatty a success, even though it didn't. Was it a success? In a manner of speaking, I suppose anytime you get the two of them together to talk about issues, it would be considered a success. I don't know what came out of it, but, you know, there's so many people that want to. It's exaggerated on both sides, so you kind of don't really know what happened. But if there is some progress.
We know that the rocket testing has stopped, and we know that there probably will be another summit after this one. So I don't know if there were a lot of people thinking that an agreement was going to come out of this. In fact, all the headlines leading up to the meeting were that Trump was trying to tamp down expectations or the administration was trying to tamp down expectations. It took Reagan and Gorbachev five times before they struck a deal.
Right.
And on the second time, they walked. Both of them walked. Yeah. So I think if anything that can be good that comes out of it, it's that the United States is shown to set a tone. I think the people who do not understand Trump think that he is so desperate for an agreement that he's willing to take a bad one. And that's what happened with the Iran deal. The Obama administration was so desperate for an agreement with Iran that we ended up handing them tons of cash and got really nothing for it. And so that's not what's happening here, and I'm glad about that.
The Taliban. Same thing.
Yeah, you can't. You've got to. You can't be so desperate and thirsty for an agreement that you just take anything that's thrown at you. The fact that Kim Jong-un's willing to denuke one facility, okay, well that's great. It's his biggest one, but we need more than that. I think anybody would probably agree, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, and we need it to be verifiable. Certainly, that's what I would like to see him get as a result of this. So, I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily good or bad. I think that it's progress. It's movement in the right direction.
We get into these things like the Iranian deal, and they go sour or go south because the good intentions were not on maybe both sides or certainly not on the other side. There were no good intentions there. And so you look
around. But the thing about the Iran deal, all the UN inspectors that have been in there, they did hold up their end of the deal. So it wasn't – I know a lot of people love to be hung up –
They were testing.
Well,
the Iranians were testing. They weren't building new, but they were testing what they had.
And in fact, I mean, as proof of that, literally, you know, how many months since the deal was canceled? 2 months? They just started testing. I think it was two weekends ago that they were blowing rockets out of a submarine. So the fact that, I mean, anybody who thinks that Iran destroyed their program, that's very naive. If in a month after the deal is officially canceled, they're blowing rockets out of the ocean.
Out of submarines. The situation on the, let's just spend a minute here on what's going on at home with regard to a couple of different things that I find interesting. Rand Paul, who's somebody I follow closely and carefully because I like his philosophy, pretty much is my philosophy.
He's in the news a lot lately.
Yeah, well,
his profile has gone like way up.
Right. And it should, because we need another point of view besides just the hard right and the hard left. And Rand Paul presents that. Suggesting over the weekend he's not going to support the declaration of a national emergency. More and more Republicans are just saying, nah, that's, you know, they're not getting nuts. And also this guy, Kevin McCarthy, who's from California. Is he, what area, is he from the Inland Empire? Where is McCarthy from?
No, he's from Bakersfield, and he's also the minority leader in the House. He was the majority leader under Paul Ryan, now the minority leader under Pelosi.
Right. Well, there was a lot of huffing and puffing about Otto, how do we pronounce the name? Warmbier?
Otto Warmbier.
Warmbier. The death there was part of the focus, and Trump kind of sloughed it off.
He never should have said that, though.
No.
That was not a smart thing for Trump to say, that he believes that Kim Jong-un knew nothing about it. It's like, come on.
Yeah. I think he missed it, and he probably should have said, and he did actually at his CPAC speech, which was fantastic, by the way. If you guys didn't get a chance to watch it, I know Victoria and Kara may not enjoy it so much. Maybe you will, Doug. I don't know. But it was 2 hours of amazing content. And what people, you're in a situation where you're trying to negotiate a peace deal with Kim Jong-un, and somebody stands up there and says, well, did Kim Jong-un know about Otto Warmbier? Well, the proper answer is, it's hard to believe he didn't, but he told me that he didn't know, and I have to take him at face value as we pursue negotiations, because that's really what he meant. That's really what Trump is. I mean, he said, I was in a very difficult situation where you're asking him to call the guy that you're trying to negotiate a deal with a liar. And so I think people need to understand that in real business negotiations, Doug, you would understand this, that's a really bad place to be. So do you think North Korea is responsible for Otto Warmbier? Absolutely. Do you think that it's the right moment when you're on the bridge of something far better than what you could get, that he could have said maybe, you know, something more along the lines of what I said? That's probably what he should have said, but I think he was stuck in a bad situation.
So you were talking about CPAC.
It piles on after the Jamal Khashoggi thing, too, though. It's just like, are we just going to act like Bin Salman says he didn't do it, so we're going to believe him and we know he did it?
You've had administration after administration covering up for the Saudis. Since the Clintons and beyond, probably.
Trump,
I don't like any of it, so I don't care who does it.
Convention vowed to sign an executive order that would require universities to support free speech on their campuses to remain eligible for federal research funds. I don't have a problem with that. I think there's a lot of really politically correct think going on college campuses, whether the college administration goes along with the protests and stuff, but people are being shut down who ought not to be shut down. You want to listen to who the hell do these people think they are because they disagree? They try to keep them from speaking on campuses. I think that I support Trump for that. Frankly, I think it's time that we put a stop to all of this correct speak stuff. 47 past the hour, DJV time.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calidrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in-store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in-store.
And 33019 is the associate for details.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Here's the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour, time for us to visit with Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit, home improvement radio program on every weekend all around the country. He and Leslie Segretti do a fabuloso job at getting information to people like you who are listening to this program. Listen to him. Got questions. He's got answers, practical tips. Here's Allison, one of our listeners in the Midwest. My windows drip condensation whenever it gets cold outside and they leak down the walls. What can I do to fix that problem?
Well, first, Allison, understand the science behind this. If you've ever been outside on a hot day with a cold glass of iced tea and you see condensation form on the outside of that glass, that's what's happening here. You've got warm, moist air inside the house, in this example, striking a colder surface, that'd be your windows, and then condensing. So how do we stop that? Well, first of all, anything that you can do to reduce the amount of humidity inside your house will help. And that starts with outside, with grading and gutters and drainage and keeping the water away from the foundation and extending the downspouts. All that moisture gets in the foundation and works its way up through the house. You can also make sure that all your bath and kitchen and exhaust fans are vented outside. Can't tell you how many times, Doug, in the 20 years I spent home inspecting, that I would find these fans vented back into the house. Of course, you know, you have the recirculator type of kitchen fan, which does nothing, and then you've got bath fans, which dump maybe into the attic. I've seen that too. But you've got to get that humidity out. And then thirdly, you should think about those windows, because the reason that you're having this problem is that the windows are very cold. They're not insulated at all. So you may have single-pane windows. You may have thermal-pane windows that have failed. But think about upgrading your windows. You can replace them with the type of window called a replacement window. It's the easiest type to use because it fits inside the old opening. And if you can't do them all at once, work on the cold side first. So do the north one year, Europe, then the East, then perhaps the West, then the South, and you'll find a dramatic difference in this condensation problem.
Wow. I'm just looking at the Money Pit newsletter. There's a picture in here that everybody ought to see. I'm saying, wow, there's a video, actually, of this lady's home, I guess you'd call it a
the
home.
The tiny house in the concrete?
Built inside the concrete
pipe, yeah. So let me tell you about that. So Rinker Materials, which is a quickcrete company, challenged architectural students to take a standard concrete pipe, which is 8 feet in diameter and 16 feet long, and the thing weighs 30 tons, and build a tiny home inside of it. And they had over 50 entries from these students, and the winning entry was on display at the International Builders Show. I shot a video of that. It's on the homepage of MoneyPit.com right now. You've got to see this house.
Fascinating.
She got a kitchen, a bedroom, an office, a bathroom, all into this concrete pipe. And it turns out it's not a bad way to build homes quickly, say in a disaster area, you know, after a storm rolls through and the like, and also potentially a way to reduce homelessness. So the kids did a great job. And these are, you know, these are not just, you know, little kids. These are architectural students that did amazing first-rate work.
It's really fascinating to see what they created. Find it out. Go to the Money Pit, moneypit.com.
Moneypit.com, yep.
Moneypit.com, and sign up for the weekly newsletter as well. Another one of our listeners, Nicholas, has just moved into a new home. It's around 100 years old, needs a lot of repairs to water-damaged walls, floors, bathroom fixtures, that sort of thing. What does he do first, he wants to know?
Well, I mean, first, Nicholas, you've got to stop the damage, right? So if the water damage is active because you've got a leaky roof or something of that nature, you've got to stop it from getting any worse, right? After that, you know, it becomes a question of repairing structural first and safety is structural, I should say, first. In your case, I'm not hearing that you have electrical problems, but if you did, you would want to deal with the safety stuff first. Any structural issues, if you've got a 100-year-old house, you may have plaster walls. When plaster walls get wet, that plaster can separate from the wood lath, which is these wood strips that's like pressed into when you have an old house, and fall. And believe me, you don't want that to happen because plaster is like an inch thick and it's heavy. It can hurt somebody. It will dent your furniture. It will dent your floors. So you want to repair stuff like that. And then the remodeling part of it, you know, the bathrooms and that sort of thing, that can follow. If they're functional, okay, they're ugly, but they work. You know, you can plan that out over time. But structural safety first, and then work down from there.
Yep. It's very interesting. I'm looking at more of the things on Money Pit. The newsletter is fabulous. Everybody ought to sign up for that. Go to MoneyPit.com and sign up for the weekly newsletter, and then check out the video of this home in a concrete pipe.
That's really like that.
Yeah, I do like that. Tom Kreidler with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.